Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Hello.
Hello.
You got a lisp now? What's going on?
I've had my braces fitted. I've got my braces fitted. I've literally had them done about 3 hours ago. So this is the first time talking with them in. And you can tell me, how does it sound?
I actually think you sound normal, but there is a slight, like, only because you've told me.
Slight lisp.
And maybe we shouldn't have even been saying this on the podcast, because now everyone's going to be listening out for Zoe's lisp.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I had a brace when I was 12 because I had train tracks. I'd like, you know, back in the days where you had to have so much metal.
I'm having train tracks. I'm having them.
What?
I'm having them. Yeah. I missed my appointment. I went to Axel's Assembly instead of going to have them fitted, but I will at some point have them.
Can we talk about this again? No, in fact, we haven't talked about it once. Why are you getting train tracks? You don't want them.
Because I've still got baby teeth.
Oh, yeah, of course you can't. Yeah. You have to have them.
I have to have them, yeah.
So what are they going to do? Pull the baby ones out?
I don't know. Pull the baby ones out, and then I think I'll have like two fake teeth or something that will be on the train track.
I don't know. It's really weird.
It is funny.
I can't wait for the update in the chair there on that one.
So by the time you're finished and you've got like perfect teeth, I'll have a mouthful of metal. So just think of, there's the positive.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have been really unprepared for something? As in, you might have turned up to an interview and didn't know what you were doing.
Yes.
Or you might have been, So I go there today and I'm like, sure, cool. And I was like, oh, they were like, are you ready to have your braces fitted? And I was like, what, is that happening? What, you mean right now? And she was like, yeah, come. And I was like, okay, sure. Didn't really sort of think about it. Next minute, there was loads of glue going in my mouth. And in my head, I was thinking, fuck, I hope they don't put those, those ridges on the outside. But I hadn't even clarified with her what she was doing. And she was speaking really quickly. And she was like, are you okay? I was like, I had all these things. Anyway, you'll be pleased to hear they've done it on the inside and on the bottom. So basically, you can't really see it.
You can't see them.
I have just eaten for the first time, and it is weird.
So you have to take them out, don't you, when you eat? And then you have the, like, that, but those things are still on there.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? James has got them. Judgy James has got them at the moment, and it has taken him a while to get used to them. But now he's just, like, doesn't even really notice. So I'm sure.
Okay, good. I needed that today because I was just sitting on the bed thinking, oh, what have I done? This is classic me. Signed up for something, but not really. At least I'll have shiny white straight teeth.
Not really thought it through. Yeah, no. You will. Exactly.
How are you? How's everything in your world?
I'm good. Yeah, I felt like I've been living the life recently.
Yes,
we had
Soho
a weekend
Farmhouse.
In Glasgow, which was lovely. Then I was at Soho Farmhouse in the week. It's my birthday month, so I'm just kind of saying that when people ask why I'm doing so much fun stuff.
You're not Kim Kardashian, love. You're not Kim Kardashian.
This is not normal for me. This is not my normal life. So, but yeah, it's been lovely. We had a really lovely weekend. I've got a lot of work on, and then we're going to be going on holiday. So I do feel very lucky at the
good
moment.
And the sun's shining as well.
I know, isn't it wonderful?
I'm going to go the other side. I've been feeling a bit crappy. Really unconfident. And I don't know, for me, that's a really big statement because I never really feel
I've never heard you say that before.
No, and I don't know whether it's because I'm turning 40 soon and I feel like I stare at my face a lot and I'm like, oh God, I'm getting older and my skin on my stomach and my boobs. And I'm like, oh, I might go and get my boobs. And it's just like, I just need to focus on being okay in my skin. And sometimes it's really weird. And it's, and I don't know whether it's hormonal, because the majority of the time, like I'd say 90% of the time, I feel great. But just in the last couple of weeks, I've really struggled with the sort of maybe aging and changing process of my body. And I'm wondering if anyone else is also currently going through that and whether you maybe have any highs and lows around that.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's crazy, isn't it? Because I try and think about when I've felt most confident in my own skin. And it's actually probably during pregnancy, which is so weird. But I feel like I felt the most confident during pregnancy because in a weird way, I felt like you don't get judged on your body when you're pregnant.
Yes.
But actually, fast forward however many years since I've been pregnant with Axel, and I realised that you actually do get judged when you're pregnant. And it annoys me because I always think that I actually don't care. Like, I've always believed I don't care what other people think, like, of me. I sort of not pride myself on that, but I have always had quite thick skin when it's come to comments or anything like that. But when I actually take a step back and think, oh, okay, so when were you like most confident? It was when I was pregnant, because in my head I thought no one was judging me. So then I obviously do care what people think, don't I? Because that's the only time that I've ever really felt truly confident in my own skin.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've got to agree with you, elements of that. Because you just feel, it's almost like a complete and utter level of acceptance. Like this is, you know what's going to happen over the next, you know, 9 months or so. And there's nothing that anyone or you can do to change that. So like you said, even though I found the body changing quite difficult, and there was actually a sort of feeling of, right, well, this is my situation, so I'm in it. But when you're outside of that, you can feel quite out of control sometimes. And and like anybody that says that they're okay with aging and lines appearing on their face and, you know, body changes and all that, I mean, it is quite a hard one to get your head around. And I think 40 is quite a landmark. Like, I see that as quite a big, you know, that's basically, I'm hitting middle, like if I live to 80, brilliant. Great. That's halfway through my life. It feels quite poignant.
Yeah. No, I get that. And also, I think there's so much chat, isn't there, around, I didn't really feel, didn't really know who I was until I turned 40. I didn't really know. And you think, oh gosh.
Oh God.
I've got to have all my shit together by that time.
Or find a new me. That's what I was thinking, like, oh, I quite like myself before, but I've got to find a new person.
Oh, I felt, you know, I felt comfortable in my skin when I turned 40. And you think, oh, okay, is that what we're going for? Right. It's really tricky. It's so tricky. Yeah. And I'd love to find somebody who is truly confident in their own skin to come on here and share their secrets, because I don't know anybody actually that is 100% always confident in their own skin. I really don't. I really, really don't know anyone.
And it's, do you know what? You're so right, George. And I think it's a very tricky and intricate kind of subject, because you might feel really confident in your own skin that day, and then you can turn on your social media, and this actually links into the conversation that we're going to be having today with our guest, and someone can say something nasty about you, the way you looked, you know, what you, you know, how you sound, your weight, you know, your face, whatever it is, you're just open to it the whole time. And I've spoken before about people send me messages constantly around my weight, you know, oh, you're looking, I'm just a bit worried about you. You're looking a little bit thin. I'm just a bit worried. Is your anorexia back? Or you look too skinny in this photo. Or so I get quite a lot of that, even though I am super healthy and eat really well and train and all the rest of it. But it does stay with you. And it's hard not to keep those thoughts and those messages rattling around in your head the whole day long. It's quite hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, of course. And I guess, you know, sort of moving on to what we're going to be talking about today around comments during pregnancy and stuff. You know, you were in the public eye when, you know, you're carrying both kids. Did you ever get any comments?
I mean, there was just a comments like, oh, you're carrying a lot of water, aren't you? Any tips for water retention? Like, it was almost like backhanded kind of asking for advice, but also telling you that you look a little bit like Mike Lazowski. Like, it was like...
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, but like stuff like that almost. Like, oh gosh, yeah. Oh, you've gained a bit of weight in your pregnancy. How do you plan on losing it? So I got comments like that rather than outward trolling, which our guest today did. Hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of messages around her bump during pregnancy. She is a model and always has been a model, is, you know, very long and lean, and was carrying her baby, you know, quite far back and quite high up, and, you know, didn't have a bump. I mean, she tells a brilliant story. I won't tell it now, about, you know, somebody asking her if she was buying baby clothes for a friend and things like that, you know. So she has been through it, and that's kind of just the sort of tip of the iceberg in terms of what she's been through. But I think the feeling around, you know, people feel they can comment on you all the time, and what gives anybody the right to try and tear somebody down? I just don't understand it. Why can't we just be in a society because where we're building people up and making them feel okay?
I know, exactly. And especially around, you know, if someone's bump being too small. Because I think, I guess you probably did. You probably had the same people sort of saying to you, oh, you're, you know, especially first pregnancy, you don't actually get that big, do you? Until you're maybe, well, a lot of people don't, until they're maybe 6 months pregnant. In fact, you don't even really, you cannot even look pregnant until that stage. And I remember, I've spoken about this before, not really feeling truly confident until I looked like I was pregnant rather than just like had a little bit of a fuller tummy. And I think people feel like it's fine to say, oh, you're very small. Oh, you know, are you sure it's okay? And it's weird because I think I did carry small with Axel. And people sort of said, oh, your bump's small. And I actually felt quite happy about that. In my head, I thought, oh, well, that's, you know, that's great. I'm carrying small, you know, brilliant. Like, lucky me. I hopefully have a small, you know, I'm not going to have a massive baby. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, you know, neither James or me or James are very big. So yeah, probably am going to have quite a small baby. Yeah. Anyway, fast forward to 37 weeks, it must have been, maybe 36 weeks. I went for my first appointment in Cheltenham thinking everything was fine. And like just the size of the bump was just like a bit of a sort of trivial issue. And they turned around and said, oh, I think you're going to have a really small baby. We need you to start eating more fats, like a high fat diet. James then coming away, he hadn't been to any appointment, so he'd only heard from me everything was fine. And then he goes into an appointment and they're saying, we're going to have a tiny baby, we might have to spend some time in hospital. He's thinking, oh my gosh, like whose fault is this? My fault? Is this your fault? You've not been eating. Like, well, I just remember it was just a nightmare. And the whole point of people saying to me, oh, your bump's really small, and me feeling happy, I felt dreadful that I'd had those feelings, like vanity. Like, I felt absolutely dreadful that when it came to it, that actually could be an issue. And I do, and I just think that's the problem, isn't it? Because so you can think in your head, oh, great, all the pros of carrying small. Actually, it's only for medical professionals to comment on things like that.
Of course it is.
It's so dangerous.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Commenting on anybody's weight, whether you think somebody looks too slim or you think somebody looks too big, it's just not your job or your or your place to do it. I mean, I really do think, and especially when somebody is pregnant, you know, and like you said, people commenting on if they're too small, but it's like someone coming up to you being like, whew, what size are you? When are you due? Oh, you're popping next week. And you're like, oh, I've actually got 10 weeks left. And you're like, you just feel shit for the next 10 weeks because you're like, oh, am I too big? Do I look too massive? Oh, all this stuff. It's just really weird that we feel that we can and we should. So we really wanted to bring you this conversation today. If you have ever experienced anything around this subject, whether it be, you know, bump shaming for being too big, bump shaming for being too small, whatever it is, stick around. It's a really, really wonderful chat by somebody who hasn't actually, we don't think, done a podcast before. We're going to get an insight into her life, being a mum of two and all the add-ons. George, who are we chatting to today?
Today, we are chatting to Emma McVeigh.
So joining us on the podcast today, mum of two to Chester and to Primrose. She's married to ex-Geordie Shore star Gary. She's a model. She's been on the receiving end recently of some pretty horrendous trolling, which we're going to touch on today during her pregnancy and afterwards, all about her weight. You know what? She's going through it. She's got some health conditions, which we're going to chat to her about today. I just feel like this is going to be an absolutely wonderful conversation. Please welcome to the podcast, Emma McVeigh. Yay!
How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. So we obviously tried to record this last week, but same as everyone, everyone's kids are getting sick at the moment. What is going on?
I just feel like as soon as one of them gets it and you get them right, the next one gets it. So we've literally just had sickness for about 2 weeks in our house.
Yeah.
But touch wood, me and Gary haven't got it yet.
That's the one, isn't it? Because you're obviously being really sympathetic towards your children, but then you're in your back of your mind, you're thinking, don't get too close because I really don't want to get this sickness bug because if I go down with it, we're all fucked.
Yeah, I mean, Chester's not getting out of my bed now because when he's poorly, he stays in my bed. Afterwards, he's like, I'm still poorly. I'm like, yeah. Really? So he keeps trying to kick Gary into the spare room and he keeps trying to get in my bed still.
Are you guys co-sleepers anyway, or would them being in your bed be kind of unusual?
Yeah, we're not co-sleepers. The kids are really good in their own beds. I mean, I do love it when, you know, they have a night in your bed. It is really nice.
Yeah.
But no, we don't co-sleep.
Quite, yeah, like you said, though, it's quite nice when they come in for a little cuddle, isn't it? Emma, talk to us about what's been going on recently, because you have been on a massive journey. You've been on the receiving end of some pretty horrendous things. So just let's go back to when you found out that you were pregnant with Chester.
That will be 5 years ago now that I found out. Obviously, Chester's four and a bit now. I think the trolling back then was bad. Like, I got trolling really, really bad with Chester, far worse than I have since. I think it was more the size of me. My bump size was tiny. I had a really small bump, but he was quite long. So I feel like he was really stretched up and right in my back. I got a lot. I mean, people said I was faking my pregnancy, that I didn't eat, that he was going to be ill. Yeah, I got a lot of hate when I was pregnant with Chester.
And this is all for first time mum or first pregnancy. Was that quite worrying for you?
My bump size?
Yeah.
To be honest, it wasn't, because I didn't have to have any growth scans whatsoever. Because for my size and my waist, they actually said it was quite normal. It did look really small, but I did actually gain a lot of weight for me. And my waist was normally so, so tiny. Like, I have got a tiny waist, that my bump for that size was actually normal, and he wasn't a bad size. Like, he was only 6'2". He was little. I just didn't stretch that much. I mean, I don't know what you guys were like. Back then, I used to work out and stuff. I feel like it held me in.
I mean, it's one side of the coin if you're coming up small on your scans. But that's something else. But when people are publicly shaming you and trolling you for the size of your bump, that must have had an impact. Just talk to us how you were during that period, and I guess what it kind of did to you during your pregnancy with Chester.
If I'm totally honest, I probably didn't gain much weight with Chester, probably due to stress. It was an awful pregnancy. I feel like I couldn't enjoy it. Obviously, Gary was still in Geordie Shore when I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. There was all the media, there was things going on in Geordie Shore. And to be honest, I could not enjoy that pregnancy. I had hate from everyone. And I don't think I really posted much of my bump, because when I did, I'd get hate.
Oh, Emma.
So, yeah, looking, I mean, even now I say I would love a pregnancy where I could, one, enjoy it, and two, I was healthy, so I actually had some energy with it. Primrose, I didn't get trolled like I did with Chester or anything like that, but obviously my health's taken impact on Primrose's. So I do say now, from how bad I found both pregnancies, I would like to have a pregnancy and actually enjoy it.
Talk to us about, you know, the health issues that you've been experiencing.
I mean, I didn't know that I had any health issues when I was pregnant with Primrose. It was afterwards when I do faint, and I fainted a lot in both pregnancies. But after I'd had Primrose, I was fainting like three times a week. My heart felt like it was like beating out of my chest. And I just had to keep ringing the doctors because I was like, there's something not right. And it was in COVID time, so it wasn't easy. And then I found out that I needed heart surgery. And then I ended up in hospital with ulcerative colitis. So that explained why I was so drained and fatigued. I mean, pregnancy does like completely drain you, but it completely wiped me. Like, I just felt like I couldn't do anything. And everyone was like, but you know, you've only got a small bump, like you shouldn't be that tired. And I feel like because you've got a small bump, people think that there's not a child in you that's still weighing you down.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you think you're judged like in a different way and treated differently because you don't look like you're carrying a huge load?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I mean, we moved house. I know that normally if you have a big bump, people are like, don't lift that. Like, don't do this, don't do that. And I feel like, because I never really looked pregnant, no one really said that. Or was like, remember you're pregnant? I never really got that with either pregnancies. And I do think it's because obviously I was so small. I mean, I went and bought Primrose some clothes from Next once. And I remember them saying, oh, is it a gift? And I was like, oh no, I'm 8 months pregnant. Like, it's for my baby.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Emma, what was the reaction from people when you had to say to them, no, actually, I'm 3 weeks away from giving birth?
They were shocked. They were always like, oh God, you're so small. You're tiny. And I think people think you'd take it as a compliment, but what I never really got to have, I mean, with Chester, I didn't do a pregnancy shoot. So the reason I don't really gain weight is because my heart's literally at 100 mile per hour and the bowel disease that I've got makes it really hard for me to gain weight as well. So that's a mixture of why I don't gain weight. But I don't think they had anything to do with the size of my bump.
It's sort of baffling to me that we feel that we can comment on people's bumps.
Yeah.
And Georgia and I have this discussion a lot. It's not up to somebody else to turn around to you to tell you whether you've got a big, medium or small size bump. In fact, it's not anybody's job to turn around to you and comment on your fucking bump, actually.
No.
It gets me really annoyed. It's the same as people coming up to you that don't know you that want to touch your bump. I'm always
ask
me if you can touch my bump or not. Like, this is my body. So what are your sort of views and opinions on people telling you the size of your bump? Like, where's your head on that?
Non-medical people, you know? Like, you can take it from a doctor or a midwife because you understand. But just from random people, like, commenting on your size in general, and then more so when you're pregnant, how has that affected you?
I mean, luckily, I didn't let it, with Chester, like, it did, it really got to me. My pregnancy with Primrose, not so much. I don't know, I feel like I've put like a barrier up to these comments. Like, I've had comments about my size, my weight, my pregnancy bumps all the time. But with pregnancy bumps, I just think that it is not for someone else to comment on. I mean, some women might be like, oh my God, my bump's huge. I've got stretch marks. I've got to deal with this forever. Like, they might have lost confidence from it. Because everybody does. I mean, I've got stretch marks, even though I supposedly didn't gain weight and things like this. Mm. You lose a little bit of confidence with that, especially when people pick it out.
I think there's been a huge shift, maybe like with Instagram, like this whole body confidence sort of movement, which I guess favours fuller figures, fuller bodies, bigger bumps, you know, like you say, you didn't want to do a pregnancy shoot, maybe because you felt like your bump wasn't big enough. And I do think that, you know, we wouldn't shame somebody if we said to them, wow, you've got so big during your pregnancy. You would never hear that, would you? You wouldn't. No. Woman to woman, you would never do that to somebody.
No.
So why do people feel like it's okay to point out that you're small?
See, this, I've said this for so long, and it is such a touchy subject that, like, this is probably why I don't speak out about it, because I feel like, you know, you don't comment on a woman's size if they're bigger. You just don't. You wouldn't say that. But it's okay to comment on people if they're small. And it's, you know, for me, I mean, I'm constantly in like baggy t-shirts and joggers, because if I wore something tight, I feel disgusting. Like, I can say to Gary, I just feel so disgusting. Like, I've not got a bum. Like, I just look like a ruler. Like, I could look like a child's body. But it's okay for people, because it's small, to comment on me. But it is such a touchy subject. Like you say, there's this whole thing about body confidence and stuff. But it is always people who are that little bit bigger. But if I was to put on a bikini or lingerie and say, like, body confident, I can guarantee I would get some backlash.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I suffered really badly from anorexia during my 20s, and people still message me now, even though I'm healthy and have done my recovery and everything, people still message me now. And if they see me, if they think I'm looking a bit too thin, saying, oh, I'm really worried about you. Has your anorexia come back? You're looking really skinny. And I'm like, I'm nearly 40. I'm not anorexic any longer. I've spoken about it. Also, you know, it could have been a camera angle, or, and plus, I don't think it comes from worry. I don't. I think people are very quick, like you said, to point out when somebody is too thin in their eyes, too thin, where actually, you know, fast metabolism, train really well, eat healthily, you know, this is just the shape that I am. I find it very hard to get my head around. So I imagine you probably feel the same way, because everybody should just back off and stop talking about your weight. So it's horrible. This is it.
And I think as well, with things like anorexia, people say to me, you're anorexic. And I think, imagine if I actually was, and I was going through that, and you're literally just saying to me, you're anorexic, eat a burger. But it's okay for them to say that. I mean, people will openly comment it on photos, and that's for everyone to see, and it's fine to do so. Like, it completely baffles me.
You have a daughter, Emma. How do you think this is going to influence the way that you raise her?
Honestly, it scares me, the social media with the kids. Prim's so, well, she was chunky, and she's just come out of nappies and had a growth spurt. And I said to Gary the other day, I was like, oh, she's getting little. Like, she looks really dinky. And I was like, I just want her to have, like, I don't want her to grow up stick thin like me. Same with Chester, because we actually get stick for being thin, or people commenting us, even if it is genetic. And now, I do look at the kids and think, and Gary says it as well, like, are they going to grow up and be skinny? And, like, is Chester going to get hit for being a skinny boy? Or is Prim going to end up like me, where if she can't gain weight properly, she's going to deal with it?
Was Gary getting any comments about your, you know, the way that you looked, your appearance, your weight? Was he receiving any messages about it?
Yeah, I mean, people have always said to Gary, like, oh, Emma needs to eat a burger. Or when he first got with me, more so when he first got with me, it was like, oh, she's skinny, like, look at the state of her.
God, it's hell. It makes you want to delete the app forever.
You touched just on your health conditions, and that you found out sort of during COVID times, and you had to spend sort of a time away from the children while you were in hospital. How was that for you?
I'd actually not spent time away from the kids ever, not even a night. And then I was in there, I think, 6 nights in total, and it was so hard. I remember when I first went in and I thought, oh, I'll be out within a day, like, we'll sort it out. And then they said it'd be a short stay, and I thought a short stay would be like 1-2 nights, and they were like, no, a short stay is like a week. And it was just horrific. Obviously, I wasn't even allowed visitors, so what we did is I could go down to the lunch area. Primrose was really small, so Primrose didn't really know what was going on at all. So Primrose didn't come. Chester found it really, really, really hard for me to be away. Obviously, he's that little bit older, so he understands. And I do feel like we have to be honest with him. As honest as we can be. Like, we're not going into full detail about, like, the surgery or anything like that. But he does know, like, mummy's got a poorly heart and things like that, because I worry that he'll end up with issues if we lie to him, and then he's traumatized by finding out. But being away from them, it was just, it was awful. The kids were unsettled. It was hard on Gary. That is my most anxious time. And I'm feeling so anxious about when I do go back into hospital. That's what I worry more about than anything.
Yeah.
Emma, so tell us about that period, obviously, after you had Primrose. Obviously, you're a young mum, you're exhausted, you're up doing the night feeds, you said you were breastfeeding, all the rest of it. And then you discover that you actually do have a couple of quite serious health conditions. Just tell us about those and tell us what the prognosis is. And I'm hoping for some happy news, some positive news.
So I did not expect it. We thought it was my iron. And then they said, no, your bloods are fine. Because at first, with pregnancies, they always said it's probably blood pressure while you're fainting.
Yeah.
And then when I wasn't pregnant, I was like, my blood pressure's fine, my iron's fine. And I fainted again, and I was with the kids, and I was in Zara, and I was like, no, like, there's something wrong. Like, it's dangerous because I'm on my own with the kids. And I'm ringing, I'm saying, no, there's something definitely wrong. And I asked for a call back because they were like, no, everything's fine. And they said, oh, well, we'll pop a heart monitor on. So they put a heart monitor on. And then they called back the next day saying, oh, you've just got a couple of extra beats, nothing serious. We're going to send you for a 3-day heart monitor. So I had that. And then the doctor rang a bit after, and she said, we think it's to do with your blood pressure when you're standing up, but we're just going to check. So then I went for an echo. So they did the ultrasound. They're not supposed to tell you there and then, but I think they were a bit taken back. Right. And they were just like, oh, you need open heart surgery. Like, you need surgery doing. And I was like, what? And I don't think it actually sunk in. I don't think it sunk in until probably a couple of months ago. I feel like I was still in a little bit of shock. Then I had the stress with that, and I think that brought on my colitis, which I didn't know that I had.
What's colitis, Emma?
So that's a bowel disease. It's like ulcers, and they bleed, but just completely wipes you, like it drains you. I was in hospital. Yeah, obviously I was in hospital with that, and at the minute that's quite under control, but that has stopped me having my surgery,
right?
Because it's an autoimmune disease, so it's they're trying to work together. That has to be okay for me to recover from heart surgery, basically.
I was just going to ask how you are sort of day to day now, like your energy with the kids. And I read an article about you the other day saying, like, we're not going to have any more kids until I've got myself sorted. So you got to get yourself sorted first, Emma, and then...
I mean, I'm not allowed. They point blank said, like, you cannot get pregnant. You can't get pregnant. Yeah, once I am sorted and recovered, and that'll probably be a good year after, obviously, because you've totally got to repair, then I do want another child, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And you want to enjoy this pregnancy.
I want to enjoy it, yeah, and I want to have energy, and probably because it's a hard age gap at the minute.
And so all of these sort of issues, do you think it's had an impact on your relationship? Because you mentioned that, you know, you didn't have any energy, and you have, you know, Chester doesn't ever want to go to someone else, and he's quite clingy.
To be honest, people would think it, we've never been that wild on a night anyway. So, like, we'd always have dinner. Like, we'll still watch movies. We don't go out as much, but we do actually prefer, like, having nights in and cooking and movies. And our main thing that we did before kids was go to the cinema. Like, it's not that crazy anyway. So... I mean, it has had like a little bit of an effect. You know, Gary's had to see me go through it, and we are going through it, and it has been stressful. But if I'm totally honest, we don't talk about it at the minute. Like, I don't feel like we have time to. With two kids, you're so busy, and we're just kind of dealing with it when the time comes. We know that, you know, there'll be so much help around. So yeah, just
dig in. Best piece of advice that you would give a new parent, a new mum? All the piece of advice that you've been given that stayed with you?
I'd say don't rush like the milestones. Do you know when people stress so much about, oh, my baby's not walking yet, or they're not crawling, or they look at someone else and they're doing this? I mean, Chester didn't even crawl. I feel like we all stress about it so much. Like, I wanted to keep minding baby grows for so long. Like,
yeah.
Because they grow up so fast. So I just say enjoy the moment.
I love that. And products that you love.
So I was thinking about this. Baby-wise, I would probably say a sleeping bag
and
swaddles. Mine slept so well with swaddles and sleeping bags. White noise machine, both have one. Yeah. And now bath crayons, because Primrose is a nightmare getting in the bath.
I feel like sometimes girls really hate water at the beginning. I think I had that with Gigi.
Yeah,
it really scares them. Like it's scary for them. I don't know. Maybe it's not just a girl thing. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I have found that. Yeah.
Emma, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck with everything. We're keeping all our fingers and toes crossed that you make a really speedy recovery. And also, I think Georgia and I really wanted to say, you know, keep beating the drum around this subject, because it's really important for everybody to stop commenting on people's weight. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. And the only way we change that and change people's opinions is from people like you speaking out. So thank
you. Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So brave of her to come on and open up like that. And you could tell that actually potentially maybe at the beginning she didn't really want to go into it, as in you never want to put yourself out there because you're really open to then getting trolled again. So, you know, we are really grateful to Emma for having that chat with us, because I reckon loads of people go through it, they just don't really ever talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that something that really stayed with me, she sort of said, I just dress in baggy t-shirts and tracksuit bottoms because I would never wear anything fitted because of what people would say. And I just wonder, you know, going to baby groups or, you know, mummy coffee mornings and all that kind of stuff, a lot of the sort of chat is usually like probably 90% around, I can't fit into my jeans yet. Or if we're talking about weight and body image, I can't fit into my jeans yet. I feel like I'm bigger. And the narrative is probably very rarely around being small. But there will be so many women who feel like they don't fit into these groups because that's not their frame. And that's not, you know, that's not their reality. We're doing so much around body positivity, but actually it's not inclusive. It's not inclusive for everyone at the moment.
No, I totally agree with you.
And it needs to be. It really needs to be, because we talk about body shapes and, you know, everyone's beautiful, but there is a gap. There really is. We are missing the other end, you know, maybe people who are petite, a lot smaller, that kind. We don't see a lot of that.
Yeah, I'll just jump in here, George, because, you know, I worry and I'm scared about posting photographs of myself in a bikini. I'd like to inspire people to kind of say, you know, you know you can be fit and you can be healthy and you can eat well, but also for people that have got fast metabolisms like me, to show them that there is somebody that looks like them too. But I'm scared I'm going to get hate. Like you said, there is a gap, so definitely needs to change. So yes, as always, thank you for listening and thank you for being here for it. We would love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, and if you have seen anybody in the parenting space that you'd like to hear from, then please do drop us a DM on Instagram. We are at Made by Mamas and we will be back on Friday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the wonderful Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.